Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Jai Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jai Advaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
So today we're reading from Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Antilila, Chapter 4. Sanatan Goswami visits the Lord. And I believe we're starting from text 3. Is that correct? Alright, we're beginning from text 3. Nilachala haite rupa gode yabe gela Mathura haite sanatana nilachala aila. When Srila Rupa Goswami returned from Jagannath Puri to Bengal, Sanatan Goswami went from Mathura to Jagannath Puri to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jarikanda Vanapate Aila Ekela Chaliya Kabu Upavasa Kabu Charvana Kariya. Sanatan Goswami walked alone on the path through the Jarikanda forest in central India. Sometimes he fasted, and sometimes he would eat. Jarikandera jalera doshe upavasa haite Gatre kandu haila rasa pade kajuyaite. Because of bad water in the Jarikanda forest, and because of fasting, Sanatan Goswami contracted a disease that made his body itch. Thus, he was afflicted with itching sores from which fluid oozed. Nerveda haila pate karena vichara nicha jati deha mora atyanta asara. In disappointment, Sanatan Goswami considered, I am of a low caste, and my body is useless for devotional service. Jagannathe gele tanra darshana napaimu, prabhura darshana sada karite narimu. When I go to Jagannath Puri, I shall not be able to see Lord Jagannath, nor shall I always be able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mandira nikate shuni tanra vasastiti, mandira nikate yaite mora nahi shakti. I have heard that the residential quarters of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are near the temple of Jagannath, but I shall not have the power to go near the temple. Jagannathir sevakapere karya anurodhe tanrasparsha haila mora habe aparade. The servants of Lord Jagannath generally move about tending to their duties, but if they touch me, I shall be an offender. Tate yadi e deha balastane die dukha shanti haya ara sadgati paiye. Therefore, if I sacrifice this body in a good place, my unhappiness will be mitigated and I shall attain an exalted destination. Jagannatha ratha yatraya haibe na bahira tanra ratha chakaya tanra ratha chakaya chadimu e sharira. During the Rathayatra festival, when Lord Jagannath comes out of the temple, I shall give up this body under the wheel of his car. Mahaprabhura Age Ara Deki Jagannatha Rathe Deha Chadimu E Parama Purusharta. After seeing Lord Jagannath, I shall give up my body under the wheel of the car in the presence of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This will be the highest benediction of my life. Eta nischayakari nila chale aila loke puchi haridasa stane utarila. Having made this resolution, Sanatana Goswami went to Nilachal, where he asked directions from people and approached the residence of Haridas Thakur. Haridasya kailatena charanavandana Jani Haridasa Tanre Kaila Alangina. He offered his respects to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, who knew him and thus embraced him. Mahaprabhu Dekite Tanra Utkantita Utkantita Mana Haridasa Kahe Prabhu Asibena Ekena. Sanatana Goswami was very eager to see the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore, Haridas Thakur said, "The Lord is coming here very soon." Hena kale Prabhu upala voga dekia Haridase milite aila bhakta gana lana. At that very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after visiting the temple of Jagannath to see the offering of Upala Bhoga, morning refreshments, came with his other devotees to see Haridas Thakur. Prabhu Deki Dune Pade Dandavata Hana Prabhu Alingila Hari Dasira Utana. Seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, both Haridas Thakur and Sanatana Goswami immediately fell flat like rods to offer obeisances. The Lord then lifted Haridas and embraced him. Haridasa kahe sanatana kare namaskara. Sanatane deki prabhu haila chamatkara. Haridas Thakur said to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Here is Sanatana Goswami offering his obeisances." Seeing Sanatana Goswami, the Lord was greatly surprised. Sanatane alangite prabhu agu haila pache bhage sanatana kahite lagila. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came forward to embrace him, Sanatan backed away and spoke as follows. More na chuniya prabhu padantumara paya eke nicha jati adhama arakandu rasa gaya. My Lord, please do not touch me. I fall at your lotus feet. I am the lowest of men, having been born of a low caste. Besides that, I have infection on my body. Balatkare Prabhu Tanre Alangana Kaila Kandukleda Mahaprabhura Sriange Lagila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, however, embraced Sanatana Goswami by force. Thus, the moisture oozing from the itching sores touched the transcendental body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabhabhakta Gane Prabhu Milaila Sanatane Sanatana Kailasabhara Charana Vandane. The Lord introduced all the devotees to Sanatana Goswami, who offered his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of them all. Prabhulana Vasila Pindar Upare Bhaktagana Pindara Taila Taile Vasila Haridas Sanatan. The Lord and his devotees sat on a raised platform, and below that sat Haridas Thakur and Sanatan Goswami. Kushala Varta Mahaprabhu Puchena Sanatane Tenakahena Parama Mangala Dekinu Charane. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired from Sanatan about news of his well-being. Sanatan replied, "Everything is auspicious because I've seen your lotus feet." Maturara Vaishnava Sabera Kushala Puchila Sabara Kushala Sanatana Jana Ila. When the Lord asked about all the Vaishnavas at Mathura, Sanatan Goswami informed him of their good health and fortune. Prabhu Kahe Ihan Rupa Chila Dasha Masha Ihan Haite Gode Gela Haila Dina Dasha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Sanatan Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami was here for 10 months. He left for Bengal just 10 days ago. Tumara Bhai Anupamera Haila Ganga Prapti Mbala Chila Raghunathe Dridatara Bhakti. Your brother Anupam is now dead. He was a very good devotee who had firm conviction in Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra. Interesting little cultural point. Says here, Tomara Bhai Anupamera, your brother Anupam, Haila Ganga Prapti. He's gone to the Ganga. So this is a sort of cultured way of saying he's dead. Sanatana kahe nicha vangshe mora janma adharma anyaya yata amara kula dharma. Sanatan Goswami said, I was born in a low family, for my family commits all kinds of irreligious acts that violate the scriptural injunctions. Hena vangsha grina chadi kaila angikara Tomara Kripaya Vangshe Mangala Amar. My Lord, without hatred for my family, you have accepted me as your servant. Only by your mercy is there good fortune in my family. Se Anupama Bhai Shishu Kala Haite Raghunatha Upashana Kare Drida Chite. From the very beginning of his life, my younger brother Anupam was a great devotee of Raghunath, Lord Ramachandra, and he worshipped him with great determination. Ratri Dine Raghunathera Nama Aradhyana Ramayana Niravadi Shune Karegana. He always chanted the holy name of Raghunath and meditated upon him. He continuously heard about the activities of the Lord from the Ramayana and chanted about them. Amiara Rupatara Jeshta Sahudara Amadona Sange Tenha Rahe Nirantara. Rupa and I are his elder brothers. He stayed with us continuously. Amasabha Sange Krishna Kata Bhagavata Shune Tahara Prariksha Kailun Ami Dui Jane. He heard Srimad Bhagavata and talks about Lord Krishna with us, and both of us examined him. Shunaha Vallabha Krishna Parama Madhura Sondarya Madhurya prema vilasa prachura. Dear Vallabha, we said, please hear from us. Lord Krishna is supremely attractive. His beauty, sweetness, and pastimes of love are without limit. Krishna bhajan karatumi amadunhara sange tina bai ekatra rahimu Krishna katarange. Engage yourself in devotional service to Krishna with the two of us. We three brothers shall stay together and enjoy discussing the pastimes of Lord Krishna. E mata bara bara kahi dui jana amadun hara gorave kichu piri gela mana. In this way we spoke to him again and again, and because of this persuasion and his respect for us, his mind turned somewhat toward our instructions. Tomadunhara agya ami kemane langimu diksha mantra deha Krishna bhajana karimu. Vallabha replied, my dear brothers, how can I disobey your orders? Initiate me into the Krishna mantra so that I may perform devotional service to Lord Krishna. Etakahi ratri kela karena chintana kemane chadimu ragunatera charana. After saying this at night, he began to think, how shall I give up the lotus feet of Lord Raghunath? Sabaratri krandana kari kaila jagarana pratakale amadunhaya kaila nivedana. He stayed up all night and cried. In the morning, he came to us and submitted the following plea. Ragunathera pada padme biche yachon mata kadite na paron mata panabada vyata. I have sold my head at the lotus feet of Lord Ramachandra. I cannot take it away. That would be too painful for me. Kripa kare mora agya deha dui jana. Janme janme sevon ragunathera charana. The two of you, please be merciful to me and order me in such a way that life after life I may serve the lotus feet of Lord Ragunath. Ragunathera pada padma chadana nayaya charibara mana haile pranapati yaya. It is impossible for me to give up the lotus feet of Lord Ragunath. When I even think of giving them up, my heart breaks. Tabe ami dunhi tare alingala kailu sadhu drida bhakti tomar kahi prasham silun. Upon hearing this, we each embraced him and encouraged him by saying, you are a great saintly devotee, for your determination in devotional service is fixed. In this way, we praised him. Yevang shera upare tomar haya kripa lesha sakala mangala tahe kande sabaklesha. My dear Lord, the family upon which you bestow even a little mercy is always fortunate, for such mercy makes all miseries disappear. Gosani kahena e mata murari gupta purve ami parikshilun tara e rita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there was a similar incident concerning Murari Gupta. Formerly, I examined him, and his determination was similar. Se bhakta danya ye na chade prabhura charana. Se prabhu danya ye na chade nija jana. Glorious is that devotee who does not give up the shelter of his Lord. And glorious is that Lord who does not abandon his servant. Durdai ve sevaka yadi yaya anyastane se takura danyatare chule dari ani. If by chance a servant falls down and goes somewhere else, glorious is that master who captures him and brings him back by the hair. Bala hayala tumara ihan hayala agamane e gare raha ihan haridasa sane. It is very good that you have arrived here. Now stay in this room with Haridas Thakur. Krishna bhakti rase dunhe parama pradana Krishna rasa aspadana karalaha Krishna nama. Both of you are expert in understanding the mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. Therefore you should both continue relishing the taste for such activities and chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Eta Bali Mahaprabhu Utiya Chalila Govinda Dwaraya Dunhe Prasada Pataila. Having said this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up and left, and through Govinda he sent prasadam for them to eat. E Mata Sanatana Rahe. E Mata Sanatana Rahe Prabhu Stane. Jana Jagana Thera Chakra Deki Karena Praname. In this way, Sanatana Goswami stayed under the care of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would see the wheel on the pinnacle of the Jagannath temple and offer respectful obeisances. Prabhu Asi Pratidina Milena Dui Jane Ishta Goshti Krishna Kata Kahe Katakshane. Every day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go there to meet these two stalwart devotees and discuss topics of Krishna with them for some time. Divya Prasada Payanitya Jagannatha Mandire Taha Ani Nitya Avashya Dena Donhakare. The offerings of prasadam in the temple of Lord Jagannath were of the highest quality. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would bring this prasadam and deliver it to the two devotees. Ekadina Asi Prabhu Dunhare Melila Sanatane Achambite Kahite Lagila. One day when the Lord came to meet them, he suddenly began speaking to Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Deha Tyage Krishna Yadi Paye Koti Deha Shaneke Tabe Chadite Pariye. My dear Sanatan, he said, if I could attain Krishna by committing suicide, I would certainly give up millions of bodies without a moment's hesitation. Deha Tyage Krishnana Pai Paiye Paiye Bhajane Krishna Praptyera Upayakona Nahi Bhakti Vine. You should know that one cannot attain Krishna simply by giving up the body. Krishna is attainable by devotional service. There is no other means for attaining him. Deha tya gadi yata sabatamo dharana tamo rajo dharme krishnakshi. Tamo rajo dharme krishnera na paye marama. Acts such as suicide are influenced by the mode of ignorance. And in ignorance and passion, one cannot understand who Krishna is. Bhakti vina Krishna kabu nahe premo daya prema vina Krishna prapti anya haite naya. Unless one discharges devotional service, one cannot awaken one's dormant love for Krishna, and there is no means for attaining him other than awakening that dormant love. Na sadayati mam yogo na sankhyam dharma udava na swadhyayas tapas tyago yata bhaktir mamorjita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, said, My dear Uddhava, neither through Ashtanga Yoga, the mystic yoga system for controlling the senses, nor through impersonal monism, or an analytical study of the Absolute Truth, nor through study of the Vedas, nor through austerities, charity, or acceptance of sannyas, can one satisfy me as much as by developing unalloyed devotional service unto me. This is Srimad Bhagavatam 11.14.20. Dehatyagadi tamo dharma pataka karana sadaka napayatate krishnera charana. Measures like suicide are causes for sin. A devotee never achieves shelter at Krishna's lotus feet by such actions. Premi bhakta viyoge chahe deha chadita. Preme Krishna mile seha napare marite. Because of feelings of separation from Krishna, an exalted devotee sometimes wants to give up his life. By such ecstatic love, however, one attains the audience of Krishna, and at that time he cannot give up his body. Gadanura giraviyoga nayaya sahana tate anuragi vanche apana marana. One who is deeply in love with Krishna cannot tolerate separation from the Lord. Therefore, such a devotee always desires his own death. Yes, yangri pankaja raja slapanam mahanto vanchant yuma patiri vatma tamo pahatyai yar yambu jakshanala peya bhavat prasadam jayam asun vratakshi krishna Krishan Chatajanmabi Syat. O lotus-eyed one, great personalities like Lord Shiva desire to bathe in the dust of your lotus feet to drive away ignorance. If I do not get the mercy of your lordship, I shall observe vows to reduce the duration of my life, and thus I shall give up bodies for hundreds of births, if it is possible to get your mercy in that way. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse was spoken by Rukmini Devi in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.52.43. Rukmini Devi, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, had heard about Krishna's transcendental attributes, and thus she desired to get Krishna as her husband. Unfortunately, her elder brother, Rukmi, was envious of Krishna and therefore wanted her to be offered to Shishupal. When Rukmini became aware of this, she was greatly aggrieved. Thus, she wrote Krishna a confidential letter, which was presented and read to him by a Brahmin messenger. This verse appeared in Kalagita Jahrich Chayaglim. No ched vayam virahajad nyupayukta deha dhyanena yama padayo padavim sakete. O dear Krishna, by your smiling glances and melodious talk, you have awakened a fire of lusty desire in our hearts. Now you should extinguish that fire with a stream of nectar from your lips by kissing us. Kindly do this. Otherwise, dear friend, the fire within our hearts will burn our bodies to ashes because of separation from you. Thus, by meditation, we shall claim shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. This verse, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.29.35, was spoken by the gopis when they were attracted by the vibration of Krishna's flute in the moonlight of autumn. All of them, being maddened, came to Krishna, but to increase their ecstatic love, Krishna gave them moral instructions to return home. The devotees did not care for these instructions. They wanted to be kissed by Krishna, for they had come there with lusty desires to dance with him. Of course, when it's stated here that the gopis came with lusty desires, this is all very transcendental type of lusty desires. In fact, it's not actually such, really. But because in certain superficial respects it bears resemblance to ordinary material lusty desires, which certainly are lusty and very selfish and so on, simply on the bodily platform. So in certain respects they may seem to those, the mentalities, the attitudes of those gopis may seem to be that, through superficially resembling that. But actually it's something very, very different. And the material lusty desires, they're simply just very low class, perverted reflections of that actual deep transcendental desire of these most exalted amongst pure devotees, the gopis of Vrindavan. So, the intensity of their desire to be with Krishna, and in this case, kiss Krishna and embrace Krishna at the same time, this intense desire, which is so strong that it drove them to abandon all social conventions, to abandon any concerns about their good names and what people might think about them. It drove them even to disregard and abandon all their family members, including their husbands and parents, and even their children, their own children. Some of them were breastfeeding their children. They heard the sound of Krishna's flute. They just dropped the children. Just left them on the ground, and they were gone. Very remarkable. And don't forget that in all cases, or at least so many cases, that their family members and all these other people, they were not just some nonsense materialistic people, just like we have our parents and other family members. And of course some are devotees, that's another thing, but in so many cases they're not devotees, they're just ordinary, mundane, materialistic people. They have no, in so many cases, they have no attraction to Krishna. In so many cases they're actually opposed to Krishna. And if we tell them, yes, we want to worship Krishna, we want to give up our family situations even our husbands or wives and our children even, and even you, and just go to Krishna and just forget about you. So for those of us at least who have these very, very mundane family members who are just simply gross materialists and of no real help to us in practically any respect. So then to abandon them, of course it may also not be very easy, but it's not as difficult as abandoning family members and going completely against family members who are exalted devotees and very knowledgeable and very deeply attached to Krishna. But now you have to abandon them and just throw your relationship with them aside. That's not so easy as it is to give up someone who doesn't care for you, who isn't trying to help you, something like that. Yes, so on the basis of this powerful desire to please Krishna, not a desire to, just on the basis of one's own personal lusty desires, to have some contact with Krishna and embrace him and so on and so forth. Not that that was actually the driving force, but really the driving force was their deep affection and love for Krishna and desire to please him by any means. And hearing him play the flute, they were thinking, yes, now he's calling for us, so we must go and please him and serve him. Kubadi Chadiyakara Shravana Kirtana Achirat Pabe Teba Pabe Tabe Krishnera Charana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Sanatana Goswami, give up all your nonsensical desires, for they're unfavorable for getting shelter at the lotus feet of Krishna. Engage yourself in chanting and hearing. Then you will soon achieve the shelter of Krishna without a doubt. Nicha jati nahe Krishna bhajane ayogya satkula vipra nahe bhajanera yogya. A person born in a low family is not unfit for discharging devotional service to Lord Krishna, nor is one fit for devotional service simply because he's born in an aristocratic family of Brahmins. Ye bhaje se bada abhakta hina chara Krishna bhajane nahi jati kuladi vichara. Anyone who takes to devotional service is exalted, whereas a non-devotee is always condemned and abominable. Therefore, in the discharge of devotional service to the Lord, there is no consideration of the status of one's family. Any comments or questions? Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.